The friar said nothing, but hoisted Robin on his broad back and marched into the river. Not a word was spoken till they reached the other side, when Robin leaped lightly down and was going on his way. Then the friar stopped him. "Not so fast, my fine fellow," said he. "It is my turn now, and you shall take me across the river." So Robin carried him, and when they had reached the bank, he set down the friar, jumped for the second time on his back, and ordered the friar to take him back across the river. The friar strode into the stream with his burden, but as soon as they got to the middle, he bent his head, and Robin fell into the water. "Now you can sink or swim as you like," said the friar, as he stood and laughed. Robin Hood pulled himself out of the water, and while the friar was scrambling out, Robin fitted an arrow to his bow and let fly at him. But the friar quickly held up his shield, and the arrow fell harmless. "Shoot on, my fine fellow, shoot on all day if you like," shouted the friar, and Robin shot till his arrows were gone, but always missed the mark. Then they took their swords, and at 4 in the afternoon they were still fighting. By this time Robin's strength was wearing, and he felt he could not fight much more. "A boon, a boon," cried he. "Let me but blow 3 blasts on my horn, and I will thank you on my bended knees for it." The friar told him to blow as many blasts as he liked. In an instant the forest echoed with his horn, and it was but a few minutes before 50 yeomen were racing over the grass. The friar stared when he saw them, then turning to Robin, he begged of him a boon also. This being granted, he gave 3 whistles, which were followed by the noise of a great crashing through the trees as 50 great dogs bounded toward him. "Here's a dog for each of your men," said the friar, "and I myself for you." But the dogs did not listen to his words, for 2 of them rushed at Robin and tore his mantle of Lincoln green from off his back. His men were kept busy defending themselves, for every arrow shot at a dog was caught and held in the creature's mouth. Robin's men were not used to fighting dogs, and they were being badly beaten.